Welcome to the Devin Nunes Podcast, breaking through the political noise, separating fact from fiction. From the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system, here is your host, Devin Nunes.
Welcome back to the Devin Nunes Podcast. Thank you always for listening and for joining us, and we continue to grow our audience. Partly because of people like the guests that we're going to have today. So we're back in downtown Clovis at the 559 Beer Company. But today we're joined by a young Republican from Clovis who's actually a radio host, a local radio host, Jairus Jackson on 1680 out of Fresno. Jairus, welcome to the show. You're going to teach me things because you're a great radio host. And what are you? You're like, what, 19 years old right now?
19 years old.
19 years old.
19 years old, and I'm on my congressman's podcast. It's like a dream come true. Thank you so much.
It's a dream come true to have a guy like you that's going to be famous someday. So you grew up here in Clovis.
Yep.
You went to Clovis North.
Clovis North.
And so how did you decide that you wanted to be at what age you're like, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, and oh, by the way, like I'm going to go start my own talk show, and I'm going to talk about conservative and Republican issues.
I started, like most kids in school, I went through the usual gauntlet. I tried sports, wasn't really my thing. Video games wasn't really interesting. Nothing that kids my age actually liked doing, and all bored me to death. So then I got into politics a little bit, and it started actually with Kopi, K-M-P-H. I just watched the news, period.
Who's a local weatherman from here.
Yes, yes. Yeah, he's our Al Roker, you can call him that. Uh-huh. So basically, I was watching just the news, period, and on KMPH, you get everything. You get the national, you get the local, you get, you know, politics. And it was the political news that always drove me, and it was the political news that I was always excited about. So I started to look more into these issues. And then when you take the family aspect of it, besides my immediate family, everyone in my family, they're far lefty. So and for a time, I lived in Seattle with my grandmother. And you're always influenced by them, and they would always tell you that the Republicans are all racist, they're all this, they're all that. And it was typical at first, teen rebellion. I was just, you know, these people are so bad, let's see what's going on. Let's see if they're really as bad as my grandma makes them out to be. And mm-hmm. I make a joke constantly on my show that my grandma's living proof that with age does not always come wisdom. And I love it, but she, you know, everything that she's been spewing, it's the same propaganda that you see on the mainstream media. So typical teen rebellion mixed with my interest in just news and current events is really what brought me to love politics, period. And then, like I always like to joke, it's conservatism was brought to me simply by common sense.
So how old are you when you really started to get interested in politics?
About 6 or 7. About 6 or 7 years
old.
Oh,
that young?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're in high school here in the Valley, did you get involved in any – working on any campaigns or on any debates? How did you get involved kind of locally and then eventually to your own talk show?
Yeah. So the Fresno North Republicans – I don't know if the group still exists, but the Fresno North Republicans, we had worked on a variety of people's campaign, your campaign actually, Valadeo, I believe, 1 year, his campaign. So we had been spread out across the Valley working on campaigns. So I had that experience attending, you know, on a religious basis, the Central Valley Tea Party meetings, the Fresno County Republican Central Committee meetings, and that's really how I got involved on a more local level.
Okay. And so then what happens next? Because you're involved, you're a young guy, and you're like, hey, I want to do a talk show. So when did you do your first – did you start being interviewed by someone and you decided you like radio, talk radio?
So I started as a co-host, actually, with Guillermo Moreno, who Guillermo Moreno.
Owner of 1680.
Yeah, Guillermo Moreno, myself, and John Machico and other individuals. We do combine 5 hours a day of live and local talk. So I started as a co-host on his weekend show. This was 2-3 years ago. A co-host.
So at the time, you're 16 years old.
Yeah, I was a co-host on his show. And we would do it every Saturday. And I was like, you know what? I could really do this every day. You know, doing this once a week is not cutting it for me. I need more of the drug. So, you know, we started to talk about the station and we put a plan together. And we now have a format and we now have a daily schedule, which consists of me at the top at 2 o'clock from 2 to 4. After me is the Bill O'Reilly update, which is great because I grew up watching Bill O'Reilly. And the fact that he now comes on after my show is amazing. And then we have John Machico from 4 to 5. And then 5 to 7 is Guillermo Moreno.
So, and you drive around. So, we're sitting at 559 Beer in downtown Clovis, and I'm sitting outside, and I see your, I don't know, what is that thing, a Kia Is that a Kia?
A Nissan.
Nissan box. Something?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And it's, well, here's the thing. Driving around downtown, driving around these parts, it's actually pretty nice. But when we drive to the station in the Tower District, you get some interesting looks.
So you've got this Nissan box car.
Yes.
And you've got about, what, 20 bumper stickers 26 on this thing?
26, at my last count.
So there's Trump something. There's taxation is theft.
Proud conservative.
Simplify, it looks like.
The first one on there was my Hillary Clinton for prison, which is my all-time favorite. That one gets the most looks. So some Trump one, and my favorite, my all-time favorite, spay and neuter liberals, which was actually it was really a bury the hatchet thing, because that was actually given to me by someone who's not a right-wing person.
But probably the best thing you have is you have a trailer hitch and you have a huge flag on it, and it's the what is that? What year is that flag
Betsy
from?
Betsy Ross flag.
That's the Betsy Ross flag. I can't quite see how many stars are on that thing.
The 13. And what's funny about it, too, is when I went to get the hitch for the car, like you mentioned, it's a little box car. They looked at me very confused. It's like, are you sure you want to put a hitch on that car? They weren't even sure if they were going to be able to do it.
Because I'm not sure you can actually pull a trailer behind that little thing.
Yeah, I can actually up to a certain – I can pull a little weight, though, Congressman, actually, believe it or not, on that little thing.
What, like a wagon? Like
yeah.
A children's wagon?
The little red wagon. Wagons at the kids. Exactly. That's about all I can do. But no, I love it. I mean, you get a lot of thumbs up. Like I said, the closer you go down, deeper you go into Fresno, as I like to say, you start to. I get told I have the number one show a lot in downtown Fresno with a certain finger. But it's all in good fun. It's all in good fun.
Well, that's great. So you're a young conservative. So obviously here in the Valley, there's a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans.
Yeah.
You know, we've been, what I talk about on the show here is how we were the experimental grounds. We were like the testing ground for extreme liberalism out of San Francisco, right? So 40 years ago, some liberals came over, they smelt some cows and saw some dust in the air, and they decided, we got to shut all this down on their way to the mountains to smoke pot. And then they decided they didn't like the timber being cut, so they stopped cutting the timber. And of course, now you know the rest is we have some of the worst air quality because now we burn up all this timber up in the mountains. So I think people around here, young people, especially if they've had any relationship with industry or, you know, have worked in small business or something, I think they understand. So it's a little easier. But what do your peers say? Because I'm sure a lot of your peers are, you know, going off to four-year schools, your family in Seattle. What do they say about you started a talk show 3 years ago? You're now 19 years old. So what, you're a freshman? And you're going to, are you going to
Clovis
Community?
Yeah. Part it's of the, directly the right across the street. So, yeah, it was not a long journey. But I think the biggest thing is you see kids go off. We actually talked about this on my radio show yesterday. There was an individual that went to the Clovis North, you know, Republicans. They were involved, volunteering on campaigns. And then yesterday, she decided to post on her Instagram that she's supporting Elizabeth Warren. So it's one of those things where a lot of people, family members and friends, they really just put it off as it was a phase that he's eventually go through it. He's just trying to find out what he liked. I don't view conservatism as a phase. This is what I'm going to be supporting to the day I go. But I think that when you talk about people getting involved and how the peers think about it, most of the time, you see a Trump hat on, or you see, like, my car, for instance, it gets a lot of laughs, people start to laugh, but no one ever really breaks it down and starts to talk about policy with you. And I realized that there were two different types of people who liked politics. There were the kinds, at least a lot of Clovis North, there were kinds that would wear the MAGA hats when they were allowed. I don't know if you know about Maddie Mueller, but she...
Yeah.
And again, I wore a MAGA hat every single day the year before that.
And they never stopped you.
No. I would walk by the principal, teachers, no one said anything. Then she wears it the year later and everyone loses their mind. But there were two types of people. There were the first kind that loved really just to irk people. They would wear the MAGA hat. They'd like to get the looks and everything. And I'm not going to lie, I like to do that too. But even more than that, and even more importantly, I like to talk about policy. And I think that's where it really... you separate the people who are really in this for the policy and for the movement and for this country, and when you focus more on people who are just in it for show. And there's a lot of those, and I think that's the biggest thing when it comes to the conservative movement or the young movement, is there's a lot of kids that, when they go off to college, like my friend, former friend, that I was talking about on Instagram, they can say that they're a conservative. They may just go after what their parents have been saying and vote how their parents are saying, but they go away to college, and I mean, not even a few months ago, they go away to college, and then they become left-wing liberals. So if they're just wearing the MAGA hat just to wear it, or they're just idolizing their parents, those are the most susceptible kids to the liberal garbage when they go to college campuses.
Right, trains them.
Exactly.
Well, look, it's really a pleasure to have you on. I hope that you'll come back on when
we can,
and maybe we'll dive into some issues in the future.
Yes,
because you're, I think people nationally want to hear from young people, not only a millennial but a young millennial.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who grew up in a liberal family but is conservative, and actually out there talking the issues on air every day. So if someone wants to find you on Instagram or Twitter or the radio station, where do they go to, Jairus?
Well, for the station, it's Talk Radio 1680 KGED. That's for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're also on YouTube. And then personally for me, it's at Jairus Jackson Show, all lowercase, Jairus, J-E-R-R-I-S.
And what about, you're on Instagram?
Yeah, and that's for everything. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. We've covered the whole spread.
Well, thanks a lot, Jairus.
Of course.
Thanks for being
Thank
here.
You so much, Congressman. And I love this place, too, this 559 beer.
Right. A couple more years, you can have one.
Well, that's right. We don't want to get in trouble with anything
that's
here.
Right.
And your detractors are probably surprised that it's not Russian beer, which I find to be absolutely hilarious. How do you, if you don't mind, if I can ask you really quick, it's agonizing just for me talking about it every day. How do you actually deal with these people? Because I've said it before, the Maxine Waters and the Adam Schiff's of the world, if it's just a show that they're doing, that would make me feel better, because then they're just crooked politicians. And
well,
I think
it's
that.
Mostly a show, right? Like, they know.
So behind closed doors,
they
know.
Really
like this?
Well, it's become very nasty back in Washington,
okay.
Right? But look, the truth is the media knew that this was a Russia hoax.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that they sold this out to the American public, and so they've poisoned the minds of so many young people, old people. And they've gone crazy, like just like you were saying, you know, you wear a MAGA hat, you know, and they attack you, right? It's really nuts. It's not what should happen in a country with the First Amendment, with your right to free speech. We should all be able to go to the town square, the city square, and not have a war with words, right? I mean, it's fine to argue and debate. It's a whole nother thing when you come to slander and defamation and attacking people, saying things that simply aren't true. I mean, you know this because a lot of your listeners, but I mean, the more they talk and try to tie me to Russia, I mean, the more ridiculous it really is. Because if you really look at the facts, I was the one who had warned the Obama administration about Russia and they ignored it. And I'm not talking about like not only in 2016, but as far back as 2013 and 14 and 15 and 16. So the facts, as you said, if you want to talk facts, there's no question. The only one that was tough on Russia was me. And so when they came up with this Russia hoax, that's when I said, whoa, wait a second here. What are you guys talking about? And at first I thought it was a joke. And, you know, and now
it still is.
And now that Mueller's come out and there was nothing, and now we all know it was a hoax. Now it is a joke.
Exactly.
And all you can do is really laugh at it.
Especially,
like you are. Like you, it sounds like you do it on a daily basis.
Especially after Mueller's testimony. That was sad, I can tell you right there. That's what scared me, actually. This guy, I mean, he really had, and you've talked about this before, he had free reign over the country. There was little oversight. He was able to do whatever he could. And if you're going to do that, if you're going to put someone in charge and give them all this wide oversight to do this, at least let them be competent. I mean, I got grandmas. My liberal grandma could have went up there and lied better than he did. I mean, it was sad to watch.
Yeah, well, there was clearly something wrong. I don't know if he had a bad day or if he had been that way for the previous 2 years. You know, and if you watched my questions that we asked, eventually we just, you know, the point was very clear that he was not aware what was actually in his report. Mm-hmm. And I think that was where less is more. Like we just, at some point, we just stopped asking him questions because he just didn't know what was in the report.
Exactly.
And it's a sad stain on his career, but also on the American public and on American history that this was ever started in the first place.
And that someone of that competence level had as much power as he did for as long. It's scary stuff.
Right. So, all right. Look over. Jairus, thanks a lot, man.
Congressman, thank you so
all
much.
Right.
It's an honor, sir.
This is Devin Nunes coming from 559 Beer in downtown Clovis. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Devin Nunes podcast. We invite you to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And remember, you can download this podcast on iTunes or at devinnunes.com.
Storm clouds been gathering so long, I don't know.
The darkness around us leaves no easy road.
We started wondering if every road dead ends our dreams.
Wind whips the dust up and rain's pouring down.
Good people struggling in every hometown.
We've started wondering if we even matter at all. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we've kept our American faith.
Now we're
It's not our first trial by fire like this.
It's nothing hard working family can't fix.
We've got the power to save it all here in our hands. We'll take that hard road to happier days. We're already half the way there. We'll take that hard road to happier days. Cause we've kept our American faith.
Paid for by Devin Nunes Campaign Committee.